Thanks, Carl. In just a minute, we'll be playing another game of the Listener Limerick Challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amir, the Department of Homeland Security sent out a bulletin to U.S. businesses this week warning of the threat from eco-terrorists. According to the DHS, what devious acts can we expect from these environmental extremists?
I'm going to go to my default answer, Boutros Boutros Ghali.
Most questions, you'd be right.
Uh-huh. I've got a lot of default answers.
The former UN secretary is so nice, they named him twice.
Exactly.
But no, that's not the answer. This technique of terrorist attack is particularly lethal when they try to hand you one of these while you're holding a cup of coffee on the street.
When they try to what? Sorry? They try to hand you one.
Why are you holding a cup of coffee on the street?
Oh, handing out like a leaflet?
Yes.
Oh.
Handing out leaflets.
Oh.
This is true, even though the Department of Homeland Security said it had, quote, no specific or credible information, unquote, that any extreme environmentalists are actually planning to bother anyone ever, they decided to alert American corporations to their nefarious tactics. Namely, and they are listed in the bulletin, distributing flyers, sending excess emails to clog up your email account, tying up phone lines, and most insidious of all, sending lots of faxes as to drain the homeland supply of toner.
It's a war of civilizations.
It really
right
is.
Right there.
Paula, things aren't going quite as well as we expected in Iraq. Well, this week, we learned about a new Pentagon program designed to crush the insurgency once and for all. What is this innovative military initiative?
Leafletting.
The Americans have well-designed pamphlets. Run, run.
Pop-up leafleting.
Military initiative.
Yeah.
Going to cut the hut out of the insurgency. Here's your hint. If you're only allowed 1,000 words, though, does Al-Zarqawi count as two?
They're going to write essays?
Yes, an essay contest. That's what they're doing. The Pentagon decided that to increase its understanding of the Iraqi insurgency,
yes,
to find the best way to fight it, they'd launch, with all the might of America behind it, an essay contest.
So how does that work? So the insurgents would put down their weapons and write an essay?
That's where we've got them.
And they'd have to fax them in.
What you say is, exactly. Oh,
I see it. I see it. I'm putting it together.
You say the hour is up, put down your weapons, they do it, you grab them. No.
We do not like you at all.
This is not for the insurgencies, it's for anybody else. The written request for entries in the contest says, quote, nothing less than the future of the civilized world might depend on it. Top prize is $1,000, but I'm sorry to say, for all of you original counterinsurgency thinkers out there, the deadline was April 1st. I know, I'm sorry about that.
But wait a minute, so who was supposed to, so the citizens were supposed to write the essays?
We were.
Anybody, this was a call to the world. Yeah.
And anybody, what did the essay have to be about?
What we should do next.
Is that what, yes, it, basically what, how to defeat the insurgency in Iraq.
Or how you spent your summer vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Huh.
That is diabolical. The Riddler wouldn't have come up with that. Holy exclamation points!